Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Juul Network. The Juul Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming knowledge and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society presently on planet Earth. The Juul Network is committed to teaching the sciences of life and the science of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you will be able to extract the very best the current century has to offer.
For our complete
you are listening
schedule,
to the Balancing Program Show with your host, microbiologist,
visit
preventative
website,
medicine and hygiene physician, Dr. Juul Network, MD.
Net.
Join
if
Dr. Juul
like
each
us,
Monday
please
at 5 p.m.
Email to info@thejuulnetwork.net.
Warm greetings, everyone. This is your sister, Jerusha V. Shines, co-hosting today on Dr. Juul's Balancing Program Show, right here on the Juul Network, where we are justifiably enchanted with enlightened living. Welcome to everyone. How are you doing today? We're doing really well here at the House of Juul on the Juul Network. And prayfully, you guys are feeling great wherever you are on the face of the planet today. We're in the midst of very significant times, and Dr. Juul is going to be disseminating some knowledge around some of the planetary shifts that are occurring and some vital information that's been coming through and spreading itself on the net of recently. A lot of stuff coming through from NASA, things around Nibiru and Elenin. And we've got a lot of questions, and those questions will be answered to the best of Dr. Juul's ability and the information that has come through to her and through her. So we have a lot of great food for thought today. But before we get tucked into the meat and body of the program, I'd like to welcome and greet warmly all of our balancing participants, new and not so new, and even the ones who are balanced and locked. Welcome, and it's an honor, always an honor to have your listening ears, and especially to you new balancers, welcome. Welcome on the journey of joining the left and right hemispheres of your brain. And right now, the best thing that we could give to ourselves and invest for ourselves is a balanced brain. And Dr. Juul is going to be disseminating to us exactly why it is imperative for us to be working with the full capacity of our brains right now and to do whatever we can to work from that state of being. So I'd like for you to grab yourself a glass of water, because there's going to be some information coming through, and it's always good to inoculate when you're inoculating our, or when we are inoculating ourselves with anything that cultivates the higher self, be it knowledge, information, sacred geometry, nature. We are made up of predominantly water. So it only makes sense that we move this information around our bodies with water also. So please do take the opportunity to get yourself a glass of water. We're going to have a quick ad break, and then I'm going to be sharing with you some important information that Dr. Juul would like for us to share. So please keep it locked on. Again, welcome. This is Dr. Juul's Balancing Program Show, and you are on the Juul Network, where we are justifiably enchanted with enlightened living. Very significant times, family, so you have to start paying attention to details. All right, so we'll get yourself a glass of water if you don't already have one, and we'll meet you back on the other side of this break. Thank you.
New from Juul Publications, Straight from the Heart by Dr. Juul Pookrum. An incredible volume of work inspired by the lecture series of the same name, Dr. Juul explores the genesis of disease, process. prostate health and sexuality, as well as sharing a new look at the effects emotions play in the resolution of cancer. Straight from the Heart tackles issues at the core level of the healing process and is an outpouring of wisdom that you will read over and over again. Get your copy today.
Welcome back, family. Again, this is Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program Show. And before we get tucked into this information that we have to share with you today, we'd like to welcome our very own Dr. Jewel Fulcrum. How are you doing today, Dr. Jewel?
Hi. Hi there, everyone. How are you? And as you know, I'm just sitting here going through my emails as usual, and, you know, I have so many requests on people asking me what they should they do, where they can begin, et cetera. And my reply is always the same. Yes, the times are upon us. I know you want to be the best you can be, et cetera, but we have to start from the beginning, and we have to start from within. And within means that you have to focus on making yourself the best you can be. And we've been previously misdirected to think that, first of all, we have to get a degree, or we have to basically have the right clothes, or all these other things, et cetera. And the refinement and the beginning of being great always has to start from with self, but from within, not on the outside. And so we know the most important organ of the body is the brain. And so we start with the master computer that will allow us to comprehend, to process, to interact with all other areas of our beingness. And that also includes our body. When we have a balanced brain, when we have more brain tissue available, we interact better. We act much more effectively through our bodies when the brain, when the master computer has been understood, integrated, developed, and now we are able to use the software much more intelligently and with much more dexterity. So it's very important to understand that the beginning always is with self. We work from the inside out, from head to toe. And interestingly enough, that is actually how the body heals itself, from inside out, from head to toe, from front to back. And so therefore we know that the balancing program requires you to basically bring the brain, all the neurons together, to mature them, to make sure they're communicating, and we start from the front, which means that we start with the front of the brain, the optic nerve, which is known as the eyeballs, and by putting the stimulators of human tissue in an organized manner, which is sacred geometry, in front of those eyeballs, it causes the brain to totally mature and organize itself in a universally standardized pattern where all information permeated, circulating throughout the universe, can be comprehended by this brain if you as the owner desire such. But the key is that to desire to know, and then the brain not be organized in the universal manner so that it can literally process the information you're requesting, is what humanity is suffering from right now, this frustration. And so, therefore, you want to know where to begin? It is by developing the brain. So, therefore, with that information said, Jadisha, you have very important information to tell us about what Mother Earth is doing and how are we going to interact with this relative to those of us who have balanced brains and those of us who do not. So we've been given some predictions about the conditions that we are to face throughout the month of September and the rest of the year. So, Jadisha, you want to share that with us?
Definitely. First and foremost, the site that we're taking this information from is Dr. Richard Boylan's, drboylan.com, and it says that it's the UFO star, visitor star kids, and star seeds website of Dr. Richard Boylan. It's a disinformation-free, professionally researched, and factual information site on UFOs, Starcraft, star visitors, and contact by them, the new star kids and adult star seeds on our nations and on our Star Kids project. So it's amazing, Dr. Jewel, you know, how much exposure is coming through now, not only through these independent sites, but through NASA as well, because you've been sharing a lot of insightful information with us. So Dr. Richard Boylan, he shared some insight with us, and Dr. Jewel has asked that we share it here on the Balancing Show. So I'll just read from the quoted context, and basically he's talking about five great earthquakes that are set to rock the U.S. East Coast between September the 4th and September the 10th. And this correlates with some other insightful information that's coming through about Elenin, which is predicted to start between, if I'm not correct, Dr. Jewel, September the 1st and September the 26th.
That's right. Now, I do want to say this too. They haven't even talked about this, but this hurricane also that came yesterday in the West Coast, there also was another earthquake. Remember the last week they had the 6.0 earthquake prior to this storm, Irene, but they also had a 2.9, 3.0 earthquake yesterday again in New York. So nobody reported this, but with the faults, there's seven faults that meet at 14th Street in Manhattan. And with those faults, they check them every day. They know that they're weakened. They know they're unstable. And the 6.0 earthquake was quite alarming because of the instability of those seven major fault lines that meet at 14th Street. And now we're continuously having earthquakes. It's 3.0 again. So we're bringing this to your attention because we want you to actually sit there, stand there, and ask yourself, how would I interact with myself and my environment if I was involved in these earth changes? Because if you admit that you are going into a panic, that you would immediately be frightened, that you would immediately not know what to do, et cetera, that is the first indication that you must begin to balance your brain. Mm-hmm. Because to be fearful automatically means that you are totally unprepared, and not just from the fact that you don't have information or this may have just come upon you. It's from the fact that the brain is not balanced, okay? Therefore, all the information that you would have had on board to even know not to be in that place at that particular time, you were not even able to conceptualize. It was so interesting, Judicia, where they showed, as they were predicting the storm coming, they photographed the birds, and they were showing how the birds, as of Tuesday, were all coming together. They had these huge, huge flocks of birds flying in the sky. They looked like dark clouds that were on their way out of Nantucket. They were on their way out of Martha's Vineyard. They were all flying away, and the people had the audacity to sit there and look at those birds in the thousands fly away and still had debates about whether they were going to leave their home.
And you've told us.
Yeah, some have died. Some of them are stranded. I've been listening on the news today. Some of them are stranded. They are showing these waterways that are totally flooding. And, you know, I got instructions years ago that one of the things that you do not want to have moving up into 2009, 2010 is for your house to be on any waterway. You do not want to live on the rivers. You do not want to live on the lakes. You do not want to live on the ocean shores. And people are like, you know, that's just malarkey, et cetera. And now they were showing in
New Jersey.
It's New Jersey where all of these rivers have totally overflooded, 240-something waterways, they were saying, and that they are totally overflooded and they're washing everything away as all of these waters are washing through. And these people never expected on the rivers, on these large streams, that their property would be washed away like this. But this is exactly what's happening because people are not able to comprehend that the information that was left for us over 10,000 years ago in all of these pyramids, that have been able to stand the test of time to be here to remind us and to guide us through these times we ignored. Now, you have to understand, why would you know that there are edifices, structures that have been able to stand for 10,000 years with information upon them and in them that have discussed and talked about these times? Why would you have a disbelief and not think that the information that was cited and written upon those structures to be authentic when they're the only structures that you can testify that have been able to live from one cycle of 10,000 years to the next? Their permanency by itself demonstrates that they have an energy, that they have a stability, that they have literally a wisdom that most of us still can't fathom. But it would take a brain that was literally integrated, where the right and the left hemispheres were communicating, to be able to take that very subtle but very overt information and be able to create a conclusion that would let you know that these edifices have information that needs to be taken seriously, in that they can exist for such a long period of time automatically means that they know something that we do not. Yet until they have been ignored, and they have been literally the measure and the directive for how we could have better prepared ourselves for these times. Why did we ignore this? We did not have enough mature brain capability to recognize their importance. This is what we have to admit to ourselves. And so now we've lost lives, billions of dollars of property has been destroyed, et cetera, where if we had been able to give the indicators their proper respect in our lives, we would have taken heed and not even developed communities to be in these places of potential danger, which we now know are overtly dangerous at this time. We were told about these places, these rivers, these oceans, that they would basically all be changing, and we would have not created our communities to be in such dangerous locations. But without a complete balanced brain, you're not able to comprehend the relevance of what we see. Everybody sees these pyramids. People have traveled all over the world to see them, in Mexico, in China, in South America, in Central America. And here in the United States, you have pyramids. They're called mounds that are all around us. And we still have not been able to comprehend their relevance and their importance because we don't have a fully balanced and integrated brain, which would allow us to have seen this. Go ahead, Jadisha. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dr. Jewel.
Yes.
Prior to me reading this email, I just want to ask you, really, because it's a lot of quite clear information. And you know, we here at the Jewel Network, because we're working with balanced brains, we interpret this information in a different manner. And we take information on as wisdom. And when you have this wisdom and you inoculate yourself with the right kind of knowledge, you are then able to make balanced, good decisions. Decisions that are going to see your safety, and, you know, ensure that you make it into your 21st century galactic citizenship. However, if you are not balanced or balancing at this present time, please be clear that we are not disseminating this information to remove your peace of mind. We're here in order to encourage you to embrace your peace of mind and better prepare yourself in the current climate of what's going on the planet. And Dr. Jewel, before I read this email, I wanted to ask you, us who are balancing or who have actually balanced already, what can we be focusing on? What should we be focusing on right now? Because this information we're about to share, we clearly do not want to empower Are we able to shift, or is this something we should talk about after I get the information?
Well, no, we can really kind of talk about that right now at this time. And I brought this to the forefront at the 21st Century Women's Conference, that individuals who have balanced brains are very, very powerful beacons of consciousness, and that wherever they go, they have the capacity to stabilize the energy field in the environment around them. And so when we have a collection of individuals that have balanced brains, whatever we focus on, we literally can stabilize it. If it is in chaos, we definitely can also move its position and location. And so each person with a balanced brain can do this on their own, as well as forming a coalition with other balanced brains, where collectively those brains move into a morphic state of resonance and then become one huge brain. And with that, you can literally redirect energy. So as I shared with you, Jadusha, that if there had been a union between the individuals who had balanced brains in New Jersey with the agreement to hold and focus on the same picture to get the same result, the storm Irene that was originally classified as a Class 3 storm could have been totally dispersed and neutralized. Thank goodness, and I would like to think that there were centered and focused brains that were able to focus on the storm, and they were able to bring it into order to such an extent that it moved to a Category 1 storm. But with balanced brains, you can change states of energy. You can change the energy in your environment. And this is very important to understand. You want to have a brain that can literally change energy. But it requires that you have access to both hemispheres of the brain. And so, therefore, no one is ever a victim. We want you to understand that this information is, as it is given, for your enlightenment. But we want you to be able to look at yourself and be able to see where you are in your state of awareness, in your sense of competency. Okay, going into the 21st century, everyone is being asked to evolve to be the best they can be. And if you know that that is not something you've been focused upon, that you have not spent time being willing to develop your brain, to take better care of your body, to have a better understanding of your body, to better understand how to operate the body with the software that is present in your brain and in the cells of the body, then now is the time to reconcile and to correct that deficit in your life. But I would definitely not ever want to have this kind of knowledge, have this kind of information, and not pass it on to you because you have not done the work. You can always change. You can change on a dime. You can get busy and change the quality of your brain now. And that's what we're talking about. So with that said, Jadusha, go ahead and share the information.
Okay. All right. From Dr. Boylan, this is my advisement about 5 great quakes to rock the U.S. East Coast between September the 4th and 10th. This report provides additional details building on the base cause information about star nations already and relayed by star person incarnate Fran about there being 5 big quakes along the Appalachian mountain chain in early September and the dates of each. I have attached to this message a satellite photo map of the 5 great quakes with push pins identifying the epicenter of each one. We can send the link via the chat room. First, he says, I will provide the data I've developed by psychic future reading of the energy signature of each quake, and then I will follow all that with few overall comments about potential impacts and about Mother Earth's intentions.
Now, I want you to know that when he says, excuse me, Jadusha, I just want to make this clear, that when he says that he did this by psychic future readings, this is a true science. Do not think this is woo-woo. This science is known as RV, remote viewing. If you are in the United States, you have a federal government that invests billions of dollars in sustaining individuals who have the highly developed capability of moving their consciousness to the future to observe events that right now in the present haven't occurred. So this capability is present in everyone. However, the brain has to be developed and balanced for you to be able to access that area of the brain that can see the future and to be able to report back accurately and to not allow it to disturb you. So I do want you to understand that there is something known as CRV, control remote viewing, which is what the United States federal government employs as a means of extracting information about future events. And so this is what Dr. Boylan is speaking in reference to. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Great quake number one is due to set on Sunday, September the 4th. Magnitude of 8.1. Epicenter around Harmony, North Carolina, 28634. GPS coordinates are 36 degrees, 57. What does 57 with an apostrophe mean?
57 minutes.
Okay, 57 minutes, 32.07 inches, north latitude.
Uh-huh.
What does the ditto sign mean?
This is the 32.0 north latitude, 80 degrees, and 46.
14 and 45.
West longitude.
Okay, so I don't
read it.
Okay, cool. Excuse me, I might be balanced a lot, but I'm not familiar with these coordinates. We keep it real on the Jewel Network. All right, so those are the GPS coordinates.
Mm-hmm.
And he then goes on to state that this is 22 miles west-southwest of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. The epicenter is also 300 miles west of Naval Station, Norfolk, Virginia, and 350 miles southwest of Washington, D.C. Great quake number two will hit on Monday, September the 5th, a magnitude of 8.2. The epicenter is around Petersburg, West Virginia. The GPS coordinates are 38 degrees, 59, 46.84. North latitude is 79 degrees, 7, 28.56 west longitude. This is 100 miles due west of Washington, D.C. Then it goes on to say that quake number three is due on September the 6th with a magnitude of 8.5. These are pretty high numbers, Dr. Jewel.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
The epicenter is under High Knob Peak on the Virginia West, Virginia state line, which is about 20 miles northwest of Harrisonburg, Virginia, 22801. The GPS coordinates are 38 degrees, 34, 9.33, north latitude is 79 degrees, 10, 15.02, west longitude. Great quake number four is due to hit on Wednesday, September the 7th, with a magnitude of 9.5. The epicenter is 2 miles west of Catawba, Virginia. Is that how I pronounce it? Catawba?
Catawba.
Catawba, Virginia, 24070, under Virginia Highway 311, which is halfway between Catawba and Brush Mountain. The GPS coordinates are 37 degrees, 3.27 north latitude, and 80 degrees, 20.30 west longitude. This is 8 miles northwest of Roanoke, Virginia, and the epicenter is also 200 miles southwest of Washington, D.C., and 168 miles east-southeast of Naval Station, Norfolk, Virginia. The great quake number five is due to set on Saturday, September the 10th, with a magnitude of 8.2, epicenter under Harmon Rock Peak, 5 miles northwest of Franklin, West Virginia, 26807. Two-thirds of the distance between Franklin and the U.S. 33 and Virginia 28 highways junction. The GPS coordinates 38 degrees 42 by 32.07 north latitude is 79 degrees 29 by 17.04 west longitude. This epicenter is 110 miles west-southwest of Washington, D.C. In addition to the very powerful shaking these quakes will generate, there is indication that substantial seashells, which means inland waterway tidal waves, will develop in Chesapeake Bay. Is that how I say that? Chesapeake Bay?
Uh-huh, that's correct.
Affecting Washington, D.C. and Baltimore, and in Delaware Bay, affecting Philadelphia. And additionally, significant tsunamis will develop along portions of the U.S. Atlantic coast, also potentially affecting to some degree New York Bay and Long Island South, affecting JFK Airport and low-lying portions of Manhattan. The Navy's huge Norfolk Naval Base would be well advised to send in its fleets out to sea to ride out the beaches tsunamis to occur at the mouth of Chesapeake Bay. The energy reading I get is that one or more of the five quakes energy waves radiating out in the waves in the Earth's crust will trigger a reactive massive slope failure of the unstable seaside plank. Sorry, I'll continue on. The energy reading I get is that one or more of the five great quakes energy waves radiating out in Earth's crust will trigger a reactive massive slope failure of the unstable seaside flank of Cumbre Vieja volcano in La Palma, Canary Islands, which is across the Atlantic. Such an enormous sea slide would generate additional westward heading tsunamis of wavelengths or wave heights of up to 60 meters, roughly 200 feet high, hitting the coast of Florida, the outer Caribbean islands, and Brazil. It goes on to say that Mother Earth is hurting. My close associate, star person incarnate Fran, has indicated that this is a natural event necessary for Gaia, also known as Mother Earth, to adjust and equilibrate in the face of the damage done to her, including the epically ruinous massive mountaintop removal and other destabilizing coal mining damage occurring extensively throughout the Appalachians. Thus, these megaquakes are not something anyone should try to prevent or minimize by psychic means. We have to learn to accept that Gaia, Mother Earth, needs to adjust herself, and that we need to learn from the natural consequences of our collective human behavior and choices. Perhaps this early September Appalachian megaquake series will be the occasion for us and the U.S. administration to move dramatically away from reliance on carbon-based fuel and power, including coal, to alternative, less ecological harmful energy sources. Or will people miss the meaning of this Appalachian lesson? But if the administration uses these megaquakes as a basis to declassify and begin to release clean, non-polluting, zero-point energy technology to the public, then all the suffering and property loss that will accompany the Appalachian Great Quakes will not have been in vain. The energy indication readings I get also point to these five great quakes as an opportunity for the greatest power in the world, the United States, to learn some humility, to refocus on the essentials, to mobilize its humanity and compassion for those affected and set aside petty games of scoring political points. The indications I see also point to the use by Gaia, Mother Earth, of these five quakes to deliver some karmic retribution to the Cabal, Illuminati, and Shadow Government. Gaia, Mother Earth, will differentially send her shockwaves through her crust, making sure that Cabal underground installations receive their most damaging force and that the underground installations of the White Hats in government receive substantially much less force. The above quake series readings have been made August 25th. Mother Earth can change and shift, so I will be taking additional readings over the next couple of weeks until the quake series starts. And will post any changes publicly on my website, which is www.drboylan.com. These coming tribulations are part of Earth's changes portion. These coming tribulations are part of the Earth changes portion of the transition from corrupt fourth world society to reformed fifth world society, as foreseen in the oral traditions of countless indigenous peoples. As such, these quakes can thus be viewed as birth pains. Thank you, Dr. Jewel.
Yes, well, thank you. Well, Jadisha, you're locked, you're balanced and locked, so what do you think about this information as you read it?
Well, how I'm viewing everything that's occurring on the planet right now is just that we're being given an opportunity to rise above and respond in a, differently than we have before. We're being given plenty of opportunities to unify and come together. I mean, in the UK, we recently had riots, and that situation was transformed by people coming together and standing up against non-positive entities who were generating and empowering a very non-enlightening, non-loving and non-lightful entity and frequency. The energy was just ridiculous in the UK, but we rallied together. So I see it as opportunity for us to start working like ants and for us to tune back into nature and tune back into ourselves and play a role in being part of the solution to this planet. I mean, if we study and embrace universal laws as you've been teaching us, if we embrace it, we recognize that nothing outside of ourselves is, everything outside of ourselves is a reflection of our state of consciousness. And we all collectively created what we're seeing and what we're experiencing. So it's up to us to reshape it and to fix it, and to acknowledge it, and to heal it. So I think it's quite an exciting time to be alive, really. I think it's pretty exciting, and I love the fact that we are informed, and we are, even though some of us aren't millionaires, and we don't have underground bunkers, and some people may seem to be more prepared than us, but I'm so thankful to be armored with a fully functioning brain, and that I'm not running around panicking and frightened. I actually am quite concerned at how calm I am, and I think that I have to, I love the fact that you're constantly remind us, don't be in denial, you know, your frequency is good, you keep your vibration in a nice peaceful state, but work effectively to the vision that you would like to see. And if you see yourself and your family safe, you work effectively towards that. So you do the necessary research and you do what you have to do to get yourself and your family prepared and on high land if need be. Yeah, that's how I'm seeing it right now, Dr. Jewel.
Well, I want to thank you so much for reading that to us. And again, it's very important to understand that this is the kind of information that we should have available to us at any time we choose. That is why the Jewel Network is so important for us at the present and also throughout the 21st century, that you can have the science of life and the science of living brought to you as the physicist, as the geologist, as the astronomers, all are sitting there seeing all of this move in front of us. Now, you know, we also have a second issue that needs to be addressed, and that is the situation where we are faced with looking at this planet that NASA's aware of, NASA has been monitoring for quite a long time, and yet and still there's no information on the news about it. It's called Elenin, E-L-E-N-I-N, the old ancient name that you'll find on the pyramids and on the stellars is called Nibiru, N-I-B-I-R-U. And we know for a fact that this planet comes and passes through the Earth's solar system and passes very close to Earth, usually every 10,000 years. So let me just give you a little information here. The Nibiru Insider, who originally viewed Nibiru on the Hubble telescope back when he had access, had been on Freedom Slip for the past month or so. And he revealed on the evening of Sunday, August 7th, live on air, that he and the astronomers worked within New Zealand, did lock onto Nibiru. And they measured its size and its location, and it is behind Elenin, as many have suspected. Now, Elenin literally is a what they call a small object comet that is moving in front of this planet. So he gives the approximate size and current approximate speed. So depending upon its acceleration and when Elenin gets here, he estimates that it will be coming in behind Elenin, that is the Nibiru, approximately 1 month after the comet Elenin appears. So maybe more than a month or maybe less than a month after Elenin, depending upon when Elenin gets here and depending upon how fast Nibiru is coming as it gets ready to orbit around the sun. So see, it is also joining our solar system, and it's going to displace all the other planets that have been around the solar system into a different position. That's why all of this shifting, et cetera, is occurring and is not literally just something to take lightly. So I want to give this information available to you also, Jadusha, so that you can send that out to all our balancing program listeners so that they can also go to the NASA site where they are monitoring the movement of Elenin. Now, NASA doesn't admit to Nibiru yet, but it does monitor the movement of Elenin, which is the comet that is in front of Nibiru as it is coming into our solar system. So not only do we have changes that are occurring in the geography of the Earth, we have islands that are now sinking, we have new land masses that are rising, we have the boundaries of our waterways totally shifting. The Mississippi, as we speak, is widening by 33%. And that width will remain for the next 100 centuries. This is very important to understand. So there's a lot of changes that are happening. How are you dealing with that? And it is important, and you can imagine, to have as much brain tissue active and operative is so important for you at this time. So we bring this to you on the Balancing Program. The Balancing Program deals with the neurobiology of an evolving brain, but also, too, we want you to understand how a balanced brain is very, very important to have every day, and it affects all of your decisions relative to every experience that you have. Trust me, the people that have balanced brains will be responding to this kind of information quite differently. I'm sure many of them will join the attitude of the birds and prepare to just remove themselves from living on rivers, living on beaches, living on large lakes, etc., because all of these bodies of water are all connected. And this is what they were talking about in New Jersey, that they just never envisioned that all
240 rivers would all be flooding at the same time. But after this earthquake and after this storm, all of this water that's now coming out of the mountains is flooding all of the rivers into the lakes and flowing on the land. So with a balanced brain, it will not be a problem for you to recognize we cannot live on these bodies of water anymore. Yes, they are beautiful, and yes, it is just, you know, very magnetic to look upon sparkling water as the sun shines on it, but not at this time. So if moving for you appears to be very difficult, if you are not able to see beyond the disillusion of your house and your location, et cetera, then these are all signs that you do not have enough neurons communicating. Because when you have enough neurons communicating, yes, you recognize that you've got to move, that your house may not be here the next year, et cetera, but it's no big problem because the value system is not on the house. It is literally on your life. It is literally on the people that you love, et cetera, and that's where you're going to maintain your focus, that your life becomes more important and the capacity to enjoy the 21st century. So this is just a transition period for you that we all have to adjust to. But if you do not have a balanced brain, it's very difficult to keep your values clean and aligned and the priorities in front at all times. So most people who don't have balanced brains have spent a lot of energy acquiring the mass that they have, that is, the assets that they have. And so, therefore, because it was such a strain on the amount of neurons that you have communicating to acquire this, it becomes very intense and shocking for you to think that you may lose it, to think that you would have to walk away from it. When you have more brain tissue communicating, you'll recognize that it was stressful for you to acquire what you have only because you didn't have more brain tissue communicating, that you didn't have access to use more brain tissue. And when you're able to see that, you'll recognize, okay, we can always do this again. We can always do this again, but not sacrifice my life for this, not stay here hoping that the furniture won't float away, et cetera, when I can always get more furniture. And that becomes an easy concept for you to take action upon when you have more brain tissue activated and communicating. Understand this. So when we see the people standing there crying on the TV because their house went down the river, because the earthquake swallowed it up, because the hurricane literally blew it up, and they're crying saying this is their whole life and, you know, they don't know what they're going to do, they're showing us that they have reached and are living through the maximum amount of brain capacity that they have developed. That's what they're showing us, and that's all they're showing us. And when we understand that, then we know what the treatment is. Of course the people need a place to stay. Of course they need food to eat. But most of all, they need to go on the balancing program so they can understand that the greatest thing that they still have is their life, is their brain, is their body, so that with a brain that is more developed and that they have acquired more access to utilizing appropriately, they can get really the dream house that they wanted and all the other things again and be very content in the process. So I want you to understand, when we see people who appear as though their life is over, no, they're not showing us that at all. What they're showing us is that they've reached the limit of brain development that they have achieved. That's what they're letting us know. And they're letting us know that the rest of the brain is dormant, that those neurons are not communicating well or communicating incompletely, which means that they really can't use them, and what they are able to use in full consciousness has reached their maximum. Because anytime a person thinks that it's over, thinks their life is over, etc., they're telling you that they've reached the limit of the neural net that they have activated. That is exactly what they're showing you. So I say to you now, in the calm of all things, why sit there and allow these events to occur all around you and not do the preparation. Prepare now. Prepare now how? Prepare yourself first. Change your brain, change your life. Change your brain, change your life. Mature your brain, you have a greater life. And then from there, you'll know to actually have supplies on hand, to relocate to more sound areas if necessary, to ensure that you're now redirecting your resources so that they will take you through these times of change. So once the earth stabilizes, once our solar system stabilizes, once these masses in the sky pass on, Elenin, Nibiru, et cetera, then now with the balanced brain, you're ready to have a big party. Not to be terrorized and frightened to death and literally bring about your own demise because you're just so afraid of everything. Fear has no place in your life right now. It is the most dangerous thought that you can entertain. Do not do that. And if you are entertaining fear in most areas of your life, that automatically shows you that you do not have access to enough of your brain. You must access more brain tissue to eradicate fear. Fear is what? A lack of knowledge and a lack of brain development. And you cannot take on more knowledge if you don't have enough neurons that can really comprehend. So you have to develop the neurons and extend them and integrate them so that the new information can immediately and readily be absorbed and applied in all areas of your life.
Absolutely.
So, again, www.thejewelnetwork.net, click on the Balancing Program tab, read for yourself, and sign up right away. We're able to help with the balancing of children when the parents are on the program as young as 9 months old. And trust me, to have balanced children at this time is so, so important. You want to circumvent the high incidence of drug abuse. You want to circumvent the high incidence of educational dropouts. You want to circumvent the high occurrence of defaulted relationships and communication between you and your children. Give your children the opportunity while they're young to have a balanced brain. This is very, very important. So with that, I think that it's time for a station break. And what do you think, Jadisha? We can go back for questions and answers to help people know how they can get on the program.
Definitely. Please give us a call here on 347-215-9531, and Dr. Jewel will gladly answer any questions you have. And for those of you who have already called in, please press number 1 if you'd like to raise your hand and ask a question to Dr. Jewel pertaining to these events. If you don't have a question, I definitely do. And yes, Dr. Jewel will be back right after this break. Again, you are logged on to Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program show right here on the Jewel Network, Love Talk Radio.
Would you like to be smarter, more at peace in your life, less stressed? Are you searching for a greater spiritual connection? If so, what you need is access to the 90% of your brain that most of us don't even use. All of this and much more can be yours by enrolling in Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program. Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program is a revolutionary program utilizing sacred geometry to connect the logical left and creative right sides of the brain to work with what we call whole brain functionality. Many participants feel effects from day one, and in no time you can enjoy the physiological effects equal to 8 hours of meditation in as little as 15 minutes a day. Act now to start on this life-changing program and become the person you always wanted to be. To learn more and sign up for Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.net. What are you waiting for? Make the move now.
New from Jewel Publications, Straight from the Heart by Dr. Jewel Pufram, an incredible volume of work inspired by the lecture series of the same name. Dr. Jewel Jewel explores the genesis of disease, prostate health, and sexuality, as well as sharing a new look at the effects emotions play in the resolution of cancer. Straight from the Heart tackles issues at the core level of the healing process and is an outpouring of wisdom that you will read over and over again. Get your copy today.
Hi, family. Welcome back to Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program Show, right here on the Jewel Network Blog Talk Radio. We've been talking about some of the movements and climatic changes that are occurring on the planet Earth and as well in the whole cosmos. And I had some questions for you, Dr. Jewel. When we were reading from Dr. Boylan's script and his advice to us about the five great quakes, he specifically said that he does not recommend that we psychically alter the course of Mother Earth cleansing herself, as he put it. What do you have to say around that? Because I was thinking, some of us might be thinking that we could collectively subdue some of these storms and try to heal Mother Earth via our energy. Is that what we're supposed to be focusing on right now, or should we be just seeing things and letting it happen and not being embraced by fear? Please, elaborate.
Shirley, very good question, and I think it's very important. Please, everyone, listen to this. Again, I've said that these times were predicted for us by many, many different groups. Many, many different individuals have left information for us thousands, tens of thousands of years ago for us to be able to be prepared for this time. And because of the type of society that we selected to create, that vital information has been depressed, it has been eliminated, it has been repressed from our consciousness. And so, therefore, we did not live a life, we did not create societies, we did not build our cities, we did not select the type of energy resources that were appropriate for these times. We did not do it. And so all of us have participated in the selection to a greater or lesser degree. Mother Earth has kept true to herself, and she is making her adjustment as she normally does every 10,000 years. So, therefore, of course, we do not want to interfere with that natural transformation. So, what do we do? For those of us who are devoted to having the highest quality of life we could experience, et cetera, on planet Earth, we have to, one, surrender to planet Earth. Well, what does that mean? That means that you are finally going to become a friend, a support system to your planet. Well, what does that mean? Well, that now affects us in many different ways because our society has been alien to Mother Earth in many ways. So all the ways that you know that our society and your behavior included has not respected Mother Earth, you immediately must change it. Something as simple as picking up paper on the street when it's in front of you is a major, major contribution to realigning your energy field with planet Earth. Not to kill the flies and not to step and squash the roaches and not to basically scorn the rats, etc. These are conditions that we have created by how we've chosen to live together, and because these organisms are vital to the ecosystem of planet Earth, even though they may look like they are nuisances to you, it is important for you to find out how you can live together. I know for a fact that when your environment is clean and orderly, you will not have roaches in your environment nor rats. And when your attitude is such that you are grateful for abundance coming in your life, you will also not have these rodents
especially the roaches in your environment. Roaches definitely love environments that deal with a sense of lack. This is very interesting to recognize, but there's been a lot of science that has pointed to the fact that states of consciousness really set the template for the environment and all that's in it. So being orderly, definitely being clean and neat, making sure that every place you go that there's no debris, that is, you know, matter that is out of place. If it should be in the garbage can, then put it in there. Cigarette butts, don't go on the street, etc. These are the types of things that we can change in this environment that we've created that is abnormal. Also, we know that with the water shifting on the planet, that we just have to move away from the edge of these bodies of water until they stabilize. This is just, you know, common sense. Also, we recognize that it's important for you to know your city. Know the land that you're living upon. Is your high-rise built upon a fault? Well, if you're living on the 25th floor and you know that there's a fault line within 5 miles of where you live, you have put yourself in peril. And you would want to basically come closer to the ground or to perhaps change entirely your location. These are just the things that we now are going to have to really look at that we totally ignored before because we have not honored and given the credit to the role that Mother Earth has played in our life. Now she's got to change, and we did not make the adjustments to be able to easily flow with her. And one of the things that's also important is by your willingness to just intend and make your decree that you are in alignment with Mother Earth, that you support her. That's all you have to say. You can say it while you walk from your car to your office. You can say it while you're on your walk. You can say it while you're running on your treadmill or jogging up the street, that Mother Earth, I love you, and I commit to aligning myself with you. Show me what to do. That's making a telephone call to the Earth. And by you making this telephone call to the Earth, she will pick up the call, and basically that now is making the connection. And with the connection made, she will show you then in very interesting ways how to support yourself relative to her. So recycling, for example, is something you should do in an urban area. There's no reason for you not to discard in a constructive manner all your plastics, all your glass, all your cans. That is helping to align yourself with the planet because all of this is keeping you connected to the Earth when you do these things. Don't think that the Earth doesn't know what you're doing, that the Earth doesn't know that you're a pig, that the Earth doesn't know that you don't care about how your garbage is handled, that you don't care about the water, that you don't care about the dirt on the street. Don't think that the Earth does not know this. So, therefore, realigning yourself to this huge force field that has always supported you, always provided oxygen for you, always provided water for you, is very important. And so, just like Dr. Boylan has recommended, that you also want to start using more natural forms of energy. So, yes, we do have solar light, that we don't have to use electricity. Yes, we do have
Yes,
we do have all forms of alternative sources of energy that we can use to sustain ourselves. So it's very, very important to understand this and to make selections as much as you possibly can. So that is my suggestion as to how you can mark yourself as a supporter of planet Earth, thereby getting the directives so that you will know how to move properly upon the earth so that your body and your resources will not be adversely affected by the changes that are occurring on the planet. This is very important.
Thank you, Dr. Joy. Okay, we've got some questions flying around in the chat room. Are you open to taking some questions, Dr. Joy?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Wonderful. Okay, we've got First Room. Welcome, First Room. Great to have you listening in. She's inquired, would you advise us making use of crystals, Dr. Joy?
Okay, can you repeat that?
Would you advise us making use of crystals?
Crystals?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, yeah, and the main crystals we want you to start using now are the ones that are in your body. And
right.
We've been talking about those crystals. They're called diamonds, and those diamonds are in your body. They're amplifiers to assist you in amplifying the information, the frequencies that are coming forth from planet Earth, et cetera. That's what we would like for you to utilize. Those are the most important crystals. And so we recommend that you purchase the book, Tuning the Diamonds, by
Susan Renison.
Yes, by Susan Renison. And also going to diamondlightworld.com, www.diamondlightworld.com,
mm-hmm.
to also read about the process of how to be able to activate these diamonds in the body. And we'll be having Ms. Julie Appleby returning to the Jewel Network to give you details on this kind of activity, but it's very important that you begin to understand this. Okay, another question?
Certainly. Blues0423 said, I just started Dr. Jewel's balancing program. Dr. Jewel said she wanted all balancers, wanted all balancers taking monatomic gold ordered via Dr. Blair. Are there any other things that Dr. Jewel recommends that are not on the Dr. Jewel balancing program materials?
Okay, can you cite that again, that question?
Basically, you're saying that you've recommended in the past monatomic gold. Via Dr. Blair, we can purchase via Dr. Blair. Is there anything else outside of monatomic gold that we should be looking into that aren't perhaps offered by the Jewel Network, per se?
The monatomic gold is fine, but definitely, you know, balancing the brain, getting the diamonds in the body activated, all of these things are very, very, very important. Okay, so we have to stop relying so much on taking things. There are certain things that are very, very important, but if you pay attention, look at what's happening. Food and water are becoming restrictive now because of the transformation. But when we have fortified our bodies with the most important things that we innately have, balance your brain, activate your diamonds, you'd be surprised how much nutrients and energy you can absorb just from your environment. That you don't have to have all of this elaborate food, all of this stuff that's going on. That's why we've been wasting it, though, because we haven't done any development of the body, and we've just been sucking up everything to sustain us, even to the extent that we are now becoming very wasteful.
Yeah, you've repeated to us time and time again that with a balanced brain, we don't require anything outside of ourselves. And that's something that I know myself and my co-host, Brother Maurice Thompson, who does this service with us, we definitely embrace that, as well as many of the balancers who are in your Facebook network and in your support groups. We really do embrace what you're saying. And it's really been awesome, the information you've disseminated for us, Dr. Jewel. You've been working so effectively, bringing us the greatest resources like Julian Pubby and the Diamond Light Activation. knowing that we have all of these resources within our own body, and that there's nothing that we cannot conceive within our mind's eye that we can't achieve. It's really, really awesome. So if you are currently on the fence of joining the balancing program, now is not the time to be hesitating on empowering your most valuable asset and tool, and that is your own brain, your own mind, because that's all we've got to rely on. And you have to start pairing. I mean, you're quite literally in the midst of it now. And all of the balancers that I've been exposed to and whom I've met, they've all, the first initial response that they have from the balancing program is a great sense of calm, a sense of inner peace, a sense of knowing. And it removes that urgency that's polluted towards us in social consciousness. You know, everything is fear-based, lack, doubt, fear, poverty. It's just perpetuated at us by so many different mediums of communication, some subliminal, some just straight in the face. And we're constantly being bombarded with information. The moment you step out of your home, there's billboards on buses and the bus stops, everywhere you're taking in information. So you have to create a balance, and that balance is feeding your mind appropriate information. But Dr. Jewel, what you've made so clear to us is that if we, and it's been very apparent since joining the balancing program, that if you can pour all of this information out towards yourself, but if you haven't invested in your soul for most of your journey, you've just allowed yourself to be creative, creating your journey kind of chaotically, so an array of things are coming at you, and you haven't really invested in the welfare of your soul's well-being, when you first get onto the balancing program, you recognize how the information that you were exposed to a long time ago that you didn't actually take in has sat like seeds. And then all of a sudden, as you develop new neurons, you're able to correlate everything. And it's like you start putting puzzle pieces together. So everything just starts to make absolute sense. And you don't... What I love about what you shared, Dr. Jewel, is that you don't charge us with fear. You just give us enlightenment and empower us to help ourselves. It's awesome, really is awesome. Sorry, I went off on a bit of a tangent there. Apologies, Dr. Jewel. Dr. Jewel, are you still with us? All right, family. So Dr. Jewel might be doing something else. She may have put us on hold for some reason or another. So it's clear to us now that it's time for us to start investing wisely in ourselves. There's some really dynamic shifts occurring on the planet. And
hello.
Oh, hi, Dr. Jewel. There you are. What happened?
Oh, I tell you, it's so exciting. You know, things are just always going on. So it's so interesting where I am right now. I'm looking at all these people gathering because the power has gone out. So I don't know what's happening here in Georgia, that this area, the power has gone out. So, you know, I went outside to look. The sky is nice and blue, et cetera, but it's real quiet. So I don't know. It's just amazing. And so since we've been talking about all the changes that are happening on planet Earth, we have to be prepared at all times that anything can happen, and what are you going to do? You just cannot freak out. You just have to move along with the program, et cetera. And because you are now a friend of Mother Earth, because you now have moved into the magnetic field of Earth, whatever changes happen, you want to have that security to know that you are going to be able to make the adjustment. Isn't that wonderful?
Absolutely.
That you're just going to be fine. So I'm able to finish up our radio show, et cetera, and to let everybody know that this is not the time to allow your backstory to get you into trouble. Do not let that voice from the past that deals with lack and not enough and, well, I don't really know if it's going to work for me, and you know, well, what about if I do that and then it doesn't do this? It's all foolishness, and it's that part of yourself that has caused you to have to literally be reincarnated this lifetime. I'm telling you, I'm warning you, and I'm telling you, we have some people that those backstories are so real to them, and that voice in their head, that they're constantly being sabotaged, and they're constantly sabotaging themselves. So pay attention, move straight ahead, move forward. If you know that you do not have access to all of your brain, if you know that you are definitely not balanced, you cannot use the right as well as the left hand equally, et cetera, then you know that you need to develop this brain and get busy and just do it. Just do it. Tell the backstory voice in your head to shut up. That you don't care what it takes, you're going to get your brain balanced, you're going to go on another different type budget so that you can pay for your balancing program and everybody else will just be fine. That's what you're going to have to start doing, because we can always, depending upon how our brain has been hardwired based on our effects and our reactions to our society and our environment, rationalize why we should not put ourselves first, why we shouldn't make ourselves the best, and that everything else and everyone else is more important. And even those individuals who think that they're selfish, it's really interesting to look at what they're selfish about. They're not selfish about making themselves the best they can be. They're not developing their brain. They're not really exercising their body. All they want to do is be selfish about getting everybody else's resources to buy them more junk and trash. Bigger cars, bigger houses, more shoes, more clothes, but they still are using the same little stupid neurons. So pay attention here as to what you're doing. Do not forfeit your life because you are making poor choices, and the choice is that you're not willing to invest in the most important thing you have first, which is your brain that controls and executes the demands that you want to experience through your body. You got to have an awesome brain to basically be able to get great things out of this body.
Okay.
And you want to basically develop that. Do you have some more questions?
We do. We have Stylo, who's in the chat room, and he asks, is there a UK balancing group, to which we've advised in the chat room, yes. And you can email balancing.uk@thejewelnetwork.net. And that furthered on a question that I had earlier, Dr. Jewel. What should the UK participants, should they feel safe because all of these capitalistic events seem to just be occurring in the UK, I mean the US right now? Are the UK participants and humanity over here on the, in the United Kingdom, are we safe, or do we have to start being prepared, or are certain parts of the world omit to the changes?
No, it's very important to understand that we are one family. We all come from the same source, the same genes. So that is, we have the same mother and father. It doesn't matter how we look. As you know, you can go and look at your own family. Some people are light-skinned, some people are white-skinned, some people are black-skinned, some people are brown. Some are tall, some are short. Some have blue eyes, brown eyes, black eyes, et cetera, in your own family. So we need to stop really misusing our brains to perceive division. So look at any globe, and you'll see these lines that are called latitude and longitude lines. And what are those lines? They actually represent ley lines of energy where energy flows from one point on the earth to another. So if the energy shifts anywhere on the earth, the energy throughout all of those energy fields has also shifted. So just because, you know, you may not be seeing the full effect right now of energy shifts that are happening on other parts of the planet, you are being affected. This is so important. I'm being affected right now. Don't you see that?
Mm.
By what's happening on the East Coast. Our power just went out on this section of Atlanta. The sky is blue, the sun is shining, but the power is gone. So I'm not in Washington, D.C. I'm not in Virginia or New Jersey. However, we know what happens, and this has happened before, that they will shut down power in other areas to shunt them to areas that are in need. And they're not going to call you up and ask you beforehand. So do not be deluded that just because it appears to be sound and quiet where you are, that you're not being affected. Any moment, your sense of what is stable energy can shift, which is what has exactly happened here. And so because we're prepared here, it doesn't matter that they have shifted the power. We know what to do, and we know how to take care of ourselves. And that's what you want to do. You want to spend your energy knowing what you need to do if energy shifts in your environment immediately. So do you have your light sources? Do you have food that doesn't require you to have to rely on electricity? Do you have water? Do you have all these things in place? Do you have alternative sources of transportation? These are the things that everyone, I don't care where you are, need to always remember as Mother Earth is going through this transition. And it's going to be happening for the next 3 or 4 years. So we don't care if you move inland off the water sources. You still can have shifts in energy. The earth can shift around you, the air, et cetera. You know, people don't understand that. If there's a nuclear blast that happens in one portion of the United States, you think the other portion is not going to be affected? You think that the air is not going to be affected? They just haven't told you about the quality of air shift that has happened because of the radiation that occurred in Japan. That radiation went all over the world. So this is why you need the Jewel Network to basically keep you up to date about the sciences of what's happening, because these things come on the regular news as just one little blip, and it may not be spoken again for another year. But what has happened to your life in the process? And you need to be responsible for that and know. So support the Jewel Network, support the balancing program by, first of all, getting your brain balanced. Balance your brain. So, yes, you are being affected. So be prepared for any change at any time. And so I would like to think that the individuals who are on the balancing program in the UK have befriended each other, that you are meeting on a regular basis and changing information and resources, that you're supporting each other's family members if possible, so that you can become a strong unit, so that you can be able to help millions of other people, because you have the brain power now to do so. So this is a time for us to develop ourselves so that we can be a stronger, more perfect unit in a collective when we want to come together to be with other people. So you're like a plug-in, and if you're a high-quality app, or plug-in, as we use in the IT world, you can make a software do all kind of incredible things. That is, that you can be a part of a group that will allow it to do all kind of incredible things. But if you haven't developed yourself, kept yourself updated, you don't come with a balanced brain, you don't come with information on how the order of the universe works, you don't come with a sense of security and impeccability, where you can be relied on, et cetera. Who wants to plug you into their group? And this is what we are seeing. The book that Jadisha and I were talking about here, One Second After, was written by a military historian to give you a theoretical example of what is going to happen in society to people who have not developed their brains, who have not prepared for change, and who live a highly emotional life. That is, that they're always full of criticism and judgment. They're always fearful. They're always afraid to change. And when change occurs that is out of their control, they are going to basically experience very, very uncomfortable events in their life. And this book talks about what they are. So the book is by John Fortune. F-O-R-S-C-H-E-N, Fortune, One Second After. You must read that, because we're in these times now where the events that he defines and
clearly demonstrates in the book can happen to you at any moment. And you can be him, or you can be many of the individuals who had untoward experiences because they did not prepare themselves. And preparing themselves is, first of all, to prepare their brain. This is one of the reasons that he talks about the fact as to why he was able to be so dexterous in that critical period of acute, unexpected change. Because he had been trained in the military. He had literally trained his brain for change. And so, therefore, he was able to take a leadership position in what appeared to be chaos because he had a brain that could tolerate change, and he was not programmed for fear because he used information to occupy his mind. So people that stay in fear a lot don't have information. See, when you're constantly putting information into the brain, you are constantly then collecting potential to create reality for yourself where you don't have to be exposed to things that you don't want to be exposed to. So there's no room for fear because fear occurs in the brains of people who don't have information and do not have components needed to create a new reality. A component is information. So when you're creating a new reality, you have to have components, which are known as information, to do so. So with a balanced brain, you can assimilate lots of information so that you can build and move forward. So, you know, I just don't know how many ways to tell you that life without a balanced brain is something that you really don't want to continue to live. Especially these times, you want to be able to change on a dime and to be able to be in a state of peace and joy when you change. This is very important. So, Jadisha?
Yeah.
Did that answer the question? You just got a few more minutes, so
yeah,
everybody, you can join me later on for the Dr. Jewel Show. We have some interesting things to share with you, as well as tomorrow. What's coming up for tomorrow, Jadisha?
Oh, you just catch me right off guard. Oh, God. what day is it tomorrow? Tuesday?
The famous Tuesday.
Well, our technician is going to tell us. About 5 p.m. you can get the Dr. Jewel Show. Tuesday, our technician will tell us ever so shortly what we have in store. It's the Preparedness in Our Times at 7:30 p.m. every Tuesday here on the Jewel Network. So definitely log on tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. And that is quite an essential program, Preparedness in Our Times, with Steve Knott. So definitely, and It's About Time is also taking place at 5 p.m. So you've got It's About Time, which deals with natural time as opposed to man-made time, and then followed on by Preparedness in Our Times with Steve Knopp at 7:30 p.m. So there you
have it.
And
Tuesday is time day, huh? The science of time. Yes.
Definitely.
Science of time. Yes.
Okay, well, we've just got about just under 2 minutes left, Dr. Jewel. So any final words that you'd like to offer to us before we sign off?
Well, as usual, we love you at the Jewel Network. We are justifiably enlightened, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living, and we want you to be also justifiably enchanted with enlightened living. So balance the brain. Join us as a balanced being. Join the balancing program and tune in later on today, 7 o'clock, for the Dr. Jewel Show, and we will see you also tomorrow for It's About Time and Preparedness for Our Time. We love you much, and thank you, Jadisha.
Thank you, Dr. Jewel.
Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.
Greetings, and welcome to the Jewel Network. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming knowledge and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self. within the evolved. Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming knowledge and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society presently on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to teaching the sciences of life and the science of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you will be able to extract the very best
Thank
the current century has to
Jewel
offer.
Network. For our complete
you are listening
schedule,
to the Balancing Program Show with your host, microbiologist,
visit
preventative
website,
medicine and hygiene physician, Dr. Jewel.